I'm Mackenzie Bates, Alabama Public Radio News. Residents of a southwest Alabama town where five people were slain are trying to raise money to help the victims' families pay funeral expenses. Authorities say 27-year-old Derek Dearman of Leakesville, Mississippi, killed five people at a house where his estranged girlfriend had sought refuge from him. The bodies were found on Saturday. Relatives of some of the victims have started an online fundraiser, and a plastic jug for donations sits on the counter of a convenience store a couple of miles from the scene of the massacre near Citronelle. That's in southwest Alabama. Residents say all the victims were related by blood or marriage. Dearman is awaiting extradition back to Alabama. More exercise and less sitting can help stop the number one killer of Alabamians. A new report from the American Heart Association recommends 30 minutes of exercise a day to help avoid heart disease and strokes. However, researchers say exercise doesn't help people who spend the rest of their day sitting down. Danielle Devers is with the Birmingham chapter of the American Heart Association. She says that's an important message since 30% of Alabamians get no exercise at all.
Heart disease is the number one killer of Alabamians. Stroke is number four. 30% of all deaths in the state of Alabama are caused by heart disease or stroke, killing over 12,600 Alabamians each year.
Devers says a lot of sitting occurs on the job. The AHA has a program called the Fit Friendly Workplace to encourage employers to support physical activity among workers. And the League of Women Voters is trying to increase voter turnout ahead of tomorrow's municipal elections. The League is encouraging voters to educate themselves about candidates for mayor and city council. These officials determine local issues like sales tax and salaries of first responders like police officers and firefighters. Catherine Bird is the first vice president of the Alabama League of Women Voters. She says voter turnout is vital.
It said that if you don't vote, you have basically given a vote to someone else, a different opinion, which might not be something you like in the long run. If a citizen wants to have a say, then they need to get out and become informed and get to the polls.
Polls will be open tomorrow from 7 a.m. to 7 p.m. Partly cloudy skies in the Tennessee Valley and central and west Alabama areas tonight with lows between the mid-60s and lower 70s. And cloudy skies in Mobile and the Gulf Coast, a slight chance of showers and storms with lows in the mid-70s. I'm Mackenzie Bates, APR News.